You're listening to 30 Pounds Down, where losing weight is simplified with healthy habits. I'm Glenda Hill, a nurse-turned-holistic nutritionist. Let's go to the show. Hello and welcome, my friend. If we lose weight too quickly, or for other reasons too, the skin will get loose and it will tend to sag. So I want to talk about keeping the skin nice and toned and firm on the weight loss journey. In the book of Esther, even before she became queen, she was known for beauty and wisdom. She had a vegetarian diet and she used specific oils, and one of them was myrrh. And she used aloe and cassia for her skincare and purification. So I want to inspire you, my friend, to use some ancient beauty secrets for a healthy weight and to keep your skin nice and toned, right? And what impressed me most about Esther's journey to become queen was she used a holistic approach to skincare, and it brought her physical and spiritual blessings, things like protection and provision and promotion in her life. Yeah, she was promoted to queen. So my sister, I encourage you to honor your body as the temple and use this timeless health practices for your health to be first good and then better. And then as time goes on, to be its very best, right? To be in our best health is always a progressive journey, right? And so losing weight can be tricky. So I want you to keep in mind the impact it can have on your skin. A safe weight loss rate is generally considered to be in the range of 0.5 pound to 2 pounds per week. Okay, so this is a gradual approach, and this is going to allow your skin to adjust. While you're losing the weight, it has a good rhythm, minimizing any risk of sagging. Okay, we want to also stay hydrated. This is very essential for good skin tone, proper hydration, drinking enough water. It's all good for a healthy skin and healthy weight, right? I know we desire to lose weight quickly, but it's important to remember that rapid weight loss is one of the reasons why the skin starts to sag. It's because the skin's ability to adjust to the rapid pace of the weight loss is just out of timing, and so it causes sagging. All right, so another ancient approach to skin toning is skin brushing. This natural technique, it offers many health benefits, but I'm going to focus on how it promotes vibrancy and firm skin, right? As you're brushing your skin, right? You're exfoliating, right? And you're allowing new cells to give you more youthful looking skin. Also, it's going to help with the blood flow, the lymphatic drainage, and that's going to help with reducing the lumps and the bumps and the appearance of cellulite. Now, I've talked about 3 of the 7 ways to a healthy weight and lovely toned skin, but I have 4 more ways, right? This involves healthy lifestyle changes. So if you struggle with committing to healthy habits, maybe your heart is divided or stretched and pulled in many directions and you have so many responsibilities. Well, I hope Psalm 86 verse 11 will give you some encouragement, because you have access to many precious promises. Teach me thy way, O Lord. I will walk in thy truth. Unite my heart to fear thy name. Isn't that an encouragement? It's a promise. We can lean on our Lord. He will give us the time we need. He will make a way for us to be able to do all the things we need to do to have a healthy body temple. He wants us to be happy. So I hope this speaks to your heart. Psalm 86, verse 11. Okay, so let's get into the healthy lifestyle. Staying hydrated, it's essential for good health and a healthy weight, right? So it's recommended that adults drink at least 8 glasses of water a day. Proper hydration is going to regulate the body temperature. It's going to lubricate your joints so that you can, you know, do the exercises that you need to do. And it's going to transport the nutrients throughout your body. But you want to drink water 20 minutes before your meals. This is going to help with digestion, but it's also going to help you to feel fuller, and it's going to prevent overeating. So focusing on 2 meals a day instead of 3 is going to help you to achieve your weight loss goal, right? And you can be nourished with 2 meals just as easy. You want to have your meals 5 hours apart, but the most important thing about this is that you eat plant-based proteins, whole grains, fruits, and vegetables, right? You're going to have all the necessary nutrients you need to fuel your body and keep you feeling satisfied. So you want to avoid snacking between meals so you can give your body time to digest and fully absorb those nutrients from your previous meal. And this results in improved digestion and better sleep because your body is not going to be working to digest your food while you are resting, right? That's what you want. Okay, now Bible nutrition, the real significance of eating the Bible foods is that when you eat the Bible foods, I'm going to tell you what they are, but the whole point of it is to support our desire to be godly women, right? We want to nurture deep love for God, and doing all of this is going to help us to discover reasons to appreciate our bodies. We don't take care of our bodies as much as we should, maybe because we don't appreciate our bodies, but we can change all that, right? Bible foods such as fruits, herbs, healthy oils, whole grains, seeds, beans, and nuts, they have health benefits, but they also have very special spiritual blessings. Our Creator instructed the human family to eat these foods, and for good reason. It has the nutrients and the special healing power for us to have optimal physical endurance, moral strength, and mental stamina, and spiritual blessings. I know you don't want to miss out on that, my friend. You don't want to miss out on that at all. You can't get any of these types of blessings by eating meat and other foods that are full of chemicals. So I want to talk about specific Bible foods. And these are fruits from trees and the vines and the bush, right? Okay, so we're talking, you know, berries, apples, juicy grapes, right? These fruity delights, they taste good and they're full of the vitamins and minerals and antioxidants that are perfect to keep us energized for a physically active lifestyle. And that is why these fruits are very important. It's for us to be physically active and to have that endurance and stamina. Now, there's herbs that are very important for maintaining a healthy weight and for skin toned. And I have 2 recipes in the description. It's basil pesto pasta with cherry tomatoes. And then another one is oregano lemon grilled vegetables. Herbs such as basil and oregano contain powerful antioxidants and anti-inflammatory compounds that help to reduce the inflammation in our bodies. You know, that inflammation causes us to be not only in pain in some cases, but have that bloat feeling and just feel that overall puffiness in our bodies. And these herbs can just knock that out, okay? Also, healthy oils like olive oil and coconut oil, just drizzling golden olive oil over a fresh salad or using coconut oil to stir up a tasty stir fry, this is going to help us to feel full and satisfied from one meal to the next without having any cravings. Isn't that fantastic? Yeah. Whole grains such as brown rice and quinoa, these are good sources of fiber, and they will help to improve the digestion, keep us moving, and keep us clean, right? Seeds. Now, breakfast is a perfect time to eat seeds such as chia seeds and flax seeds. It's because they have fiber, but they have healthy fats and they have protein. And the breakfast time is when the body can handle protein the best. It's when it's most prepared to handle the breaking down of protein. Okay, beans and nuts. Please get creative with this because you can add beans or nuts on top of your salads, right? Beans and nuts, they're rich in protein, fiber, and healthy fats, right? So go ahead and add it to your breakfast meals as well if you want. They can help reduce the blood sugar spikes. It's going to keep your blood sugar at a constant level, all right? Not going up and down. That's what you want. They also contain vitamins and minerals such as iron and zinc. And this is important, especially if, you know, like me, you are eating solely plant-based whole foods. Okay. So my friend, we have covered Queen Esther's skincare for spiritual and physical blessings. Also, I shared healthy lifestyle habits, staying hydrated and eating Bible nutrition and avoiding snacking. This is all going to help support your body's natural processes and achieve a healthy weight with lovely toned skin. Now, if you are just starting out on this journey and this seems a bit overwhelming, or maybe you've been at weight loss for some time, and maybe you need ongoing accountability to stay healthy. Well, I'm here for you, my friend. If you need my support or you want to ask a question, just contact me by email. The details are in the description. Thank you for listening to 30 Pounds Down. If you like this episode, please share it with a friend. And if you want to hear more, subscribe to my channel. Until next time, peace to you and have a great day.